Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. She responds to Elohim Nishma Asam Yaakov Shom Neabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Makas Daf Yudalit. The Gemara in Yudalit brings the quotes, either the Braisa or the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says that he asked Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua Be'itlus Shel Imum, at the butcher shop in that place, Shalchu Likach Behemo Lemishte Bnoi Shel Rav Gamliel. They went to buy a Behemo for the wedding of the son of Rav Gamliel. So Rav Gamliel himself and Rabbi Yeshua went to buy this animal. Now we find the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Reishnon that a person should do himself Tzorchei Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch is quoting what's brought down, that there were the Amoraim themselves, they took care and they prepared for Shabbos themselves. Rav Chisda HaMechatech HaYerek, Rabbi Rav Yosef, I'm Mevakimeitz, and they chopped the wood. Rav Zeiro, I am Madlik HaEsh, etc. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes and says, "Umehem ilmat kol odom, v'lo yoimar, lo yevgum kvoidi." Should not say, "It's not my covet to prepare for Shabbos." Kizu kvoidi shemechabet haShabbos. So the Bir Halacha on the spot brings the question of the Chavas Yoyer. Chavas Yoyer asks, "If we have a din, we know kvoidi brius shedoiches lo yisase shabatoyro." The din is when you have covet the brius, you don't do lo yisase. Does not pick up an aveda. So says the Bir Halacha, it depends if it's nikar that he's doing for the mitzvah or not. Does Zoka pick up an aveda? We don't know why he's picking up this item. Is it because of a mitzvah or not? So that's why if it's ein l'chvoid, he should not do it. But a person is preparing for Shabbos, it's clearly he's doing for Shabbos, and therefore he's mechuyav to do it. In the Shaar Tzion, he brings another he'ora. He says, what about bitul Torah? You're not supposed to stop learning Torah if you could, mitzvah could be done by somebody else. He says, that's only a mitzvah, which is not mutal al gufo. It's not a mitzvah on him. There's a mitzvah to be done. So if someone else could do it, let someone else do it, and a person should sit and learn. But if the mitzvah is on him, it's his own things he needs for Shabbos, then he should not be memani ashliach to do it. Inami says, the Shaar Tzion, maybe it's a special thing, the gabi kfut Shabbos. Kfut Shabbos, you're not mevatel, but other mitzvahs you do. And then it says that this nekudo is a discussion in the poskim. It's summarized very nicely in the Chidor and the Machzik Bruch. Chidor brings that the Mogen Avraham said that it's not dafka Shabbos. Any mitzvah, a person should do it on his own and should not ask somebody else to do it for him. It says the Sefer to Sefer Shabbos. No, it's not dafka. It's only by Shabbos you have such a thing, not by other things. He says we don't find in Shas that the Rabbanim did something except for the case of Shabbos. So the Chidor brings our Gemara, which is the Mishnah of Maseches Kirisus. You see, when Gamliel himself went to buy items for the wedding of his son. Why? So you see that for a mitzvah of simcha, the mitzvah of a wedding, your person should do it himself. Because it's mutal love to marry his son. And then he adds to that something else. There's another din that a person responding, parnas la tzibur, someone who's in charge of the tzibur, should now do a melacha in front of three people. So the Sefer Ber Yaakov asks, is that a regular melacha? Or even a melech's mitzvah, he's not allowed to do. Says the Chidor, you see, from our Gemara, during Gamliel was doing a melacha. He was a parnas latzibur. He went to buy food for the wedding. So you see, if it's for a mitzvah, he could do it. So the Chidor points these two things comes out from the story. A, that not only for Shabbos, but even for every mitzvah, a rov should be doing and not saying that it's not a thich voidoy. And a parnas latzibur could do a melacha in front of other people if it's tzorech mitzvah. So that all explains why Rav Gamliel was busy buying meat for the wedding of his son. But the Shaila is, why is Rabbi Yeshua busy with it? And this Shaila has brought down the Sefer Divrei Torah of the Minchas Elazar in Chelek Dalet Simen Oysud Beis. He says, Bishron Gamliel, he's the father of the Chosen, is responsible to marry his son. He brings rias to that, that is responsibility of the father to marry the son. But Rabbi Yeshua was not even a relative. What is he doing? Why is he busy with Rav Gamliel going to buy meat for the wedding of the son of Rav Gamliel? So says Divrei Torah, from here is a rayo to many choshev gedolim did that when it comes to a son of a choshev gadol, they were very busy in the simchas choshev mekal. And the mashmos of what he's saying is that to join the gadol ador in the simcha that he's doing to his son is dava gadol lemoid, that it's worth it to be the Torah for that. That tzorech mitzvah, that specific wedding, is something you should do. And that's the reason Rabbi Yeshua was busy also buying meat for the wedding of the son of Rav Gamliel. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email us to WhatsApp, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.